This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with David Macca McCarthy.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. A healthy mix of local and national news, sport, current affairs and lifestyle stories, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm David Macca McCarthy. Good morning. It's Saturday the 30th of January. My co-host today is the voice of reason, Tass Mouzafiriadis. Very, very shortly, Health Minister Jill Hennessy will join us to talk about her announcement overnight to expand the use of PrEP. Dean Beck is here for the first half hour as my special co-host to broaden the debate about access to PrEP. Good morning, Dean. How are you?
Good morning, Macca. Great to be with you.
And morning, Tass.
Good morning, Macca. It's great to be here. And what a fabulous lineup we have this morning.
Isn't it? Now, we're going to speak with Health Minister Jill Hennessy in a minute. Dean, and thank you for organising this. It's great to always have a minister on the show. Give us a brief background around the PrEP issue and the announcement that Jill's going to talk about.
Well, in 2012, the United States approved Truvada for use as a pre-exposure prophylaxis. Study after study after study has since delivered results suggesting that if adhered to and taken correctly, meaning at least 4 to 5 pills a week, preferably a pill a day, then no one who has done that to this point in time has contracted HIV.
Okay.
Under any circumstance, regardless of the level of exposure. So we have a situation in this country where we're desperately waiting for the Therapeutic Goods Administration to approve it, and then hopefully we'll get on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. But at this point, that doesn't look likely to happen till the end of 2017 and, you know, maybe later by the time it gets on PBS.
Okay.
And we have a trial in Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. In New South Wales on the 1st of December, World AIDS Day, they extended that trial.
So, Dean, this announcement that Minister Hennessy is making this morning is really a state-funded initiative. Is that what you're saying? Is this a plug that the state is actually delivering on because the federal processes haven't yet managed to deliver?
My understanding is that the state has certainly been listening to the community frustration and has decided to step in with this, I guess, band-aid until the federal system kicks in and delivers what we all hope and want, the gold standard, if you like. We've got the Health Minister, Jill Hennessy, on the line. Jill, thank you very much for joining us today.
My absolute pleasure.
Before we get into this big announcement, I just want to get one thing cleared up with you and I. We've had a little discussion about this through email regarding an unfortunate mistake, I guess, made on World AIDS Day.
Yes, certainly. In the course of a press conference about World AIDS Day, I unfortunately misspoke and substituted the word AIDS instead of HIV and was devastated. I had not even realised that I had done it until you brought it to my attention in the course of that press conference. And, you know, again, I'm not one of those politicians that runs away when I've made a mistake, and it is one that I will never make again.
And we thank you for owning up to that. Thank you very much. Now, today is a huge announcement. You are expanding the local trial, and it's actually getting a new name as well, I noticed.
It is.
And some 2,600 people who are at risk of HIV can now go on PrEP.
That's exactly right. This is, you know, it's a great day, and but I also, you know, want to acknowledge that, you know, these kind of things can't come soon enough. And in the, you know, our commitment to eliminate HIV, every day counts. And we've seen the incredible progress that's been made in the United States. We absolutely must continue to pressure the federal government to get TGA approval and then get PrEP onto the PBS so we can make it accessible. But in the meantime, what the Victorian government today is announcing is a significant expansion of the VicPrep study, which has been providing PrEP to 100 people since 2014. But today we're announcing that we're going to provide PrEP to 2,600 people. And the aim is obviously to reduce the rate of new HIV infections in Victoria. It's a joint partnership, so I want to acknowledge the wonderful, wonderful people with whom we have worked to get this expansion to improve access to PrEP. And that's the Alfred Health, the Victorian AIDS Council, and the chief research partners at the Burnett Institute and the Centre for Social Research in Health at the University of New South Wales.
Now, Minister, will the expansion include a different cohort, or will they have to be high-risk men who have sex with men and qualify, if you like, for the study, like the current sort of format is? Are you going to expand it to anyone who wants it, or...?
Yes, we're asking anyone who is interested to get onto the website at Alfred Health to register some interest. And we do want to make sure that we've got a wide cohort. But so participants, you know, will obviously include gay men and other men who have sex with men, trans people, heterosexual men and women. Couples where one partner is HIV positive and people who inject drugs. So anyone who thinks they would benefit from PrEP, we really do want them to get onto the website to register an interest. And obviously it is the research partners being led by the Alfred Health that will, you know, help ensure that we've got the best targeted cohort of people who get access.
Now, is the best way, because I must say I have been flooded with inquiries as to how to register for this expansion, is the best way to go to the VicPrep website and put your name on that waiting list that was already there?
Yes. Look, people can register their interest in the PrEPEx study through a dedicated website that's hosted by Alfred Health. And initially, PrEPEx will be accessible through the Alfred Hospital HIV Integrated Prevention Clinic, Pronto, Paran Market Clinic, Northside Clinic and the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre. And as the PrEPEx study rolls out, they're looking to ensure that it's accessible as possible across a wide range of locations. But first things first, get onto the website and register some interest.
What's the website, Minister?
I don't have... If you go to the Alfred Health, they've been busily getting it ready yesterday, I'm assured, and popped out, you know, there's a place where you can register some interest.
Now, I believe the study will go for 20 months, is that correct?
That's correct.
What happens then?
Well, we are hopeful in that period of time that we will get progress on PrEP making its way through the TGA and getting PBS approval. And I do think it is important that we keep, that we don't lose focus or energy on the campaign to achieve that. We ultimately need to mainstream access to PrEP, and that is the only affordable and accessible and sustainable way that we will do it. But in the interim, I'm, you know, delighted that we've been able to step in with our partners to provide another form of access.
And Minister, as those partners, Alfred Health and the AIDS Council, I understand they're putting some money in. That won't obviously fully fund it. It is a line item in the next budget.
Look, it is money that we have all put in, including the federal government and the AIDS Council and Alfred Health as well. So that money, I mean, this is a program that is funded now, and we will continue to fund it. We've obviously entered into agreements with our partners, so we're kind of legally obliged to continue to fund it. But it is important that we get the federal government to do their bit. And it is important that we ultimately make access to PrEP sustainable and affordable.
Now, there's a lot of work gone into this by a lot of people, but I would suggest that Victoria's community leadership in regards to PrEP is second to none worldwide. And
that is true, absolutely true. What one of the great moments for me in terms of using the opportunities and the levers of government was to actually sit down and collaboratively work with the wonderful people like Simon Root at the Victorian AIDS Council, Edwina Wright from the Burnett Institute is, you know, second to none when it comes to making such a sensible and rational argument about why we need to do better and why we could do better, that we couldn't afford to wait until the federal government stepped up. And I was incredibly impressed when they brought Bob Grant, when he was over from the United States as well, to talk about, not just in scientific terms, but in very, very human terms, the incredible impact that PrEP has made in the United States and in San Francisco. And the compelling argument here, again, is not just a scientific one. One of the things I think we need to continue to remind ourselves is, and I certainly don't need to tell your listeners this, but more generally within the medical research community, is that these are not abstract debates. These are things that go to the quality of life, the sense of dignity, the sense of human autonomy that people experience every single day. And certainly the things that I have learned and been taught by many of the community leaders are lessons I'm incredibly grateful for. And it's been terrific to be able to work within, you know, sometimes the limits of politics, but to get good things achieved. And I think that the community leadership in Australia, but particularly Victoria, is second to none.
You've stated that the PrEPx trial expansion should reduce new HIV notifications in this state by some 30% during the period of the trial. That equates to roughly 77 people or thereabouts.
That's correct.
During that period, this state will see some 500 new infections take place. What can we do to get those even further down?
Look, I think the important point to continue to make about PrEP is that it is, you know, it is part of a combination prevention agenda. It's not, you know, there is, it is not a silver bullet in and of itself. And it is important that we continue to do all we can. I mean, the Victorian government's obviously working on a new HIV strategy that the community have been incredibly important in putting input to. But it is important that we continue to have a combination prevention approach. And the work that we see done by many of our premier clinics, the work that's being done by the Victorian AIDS Council, the work that Pronto does is incredibly important. But I do not underestimate the role of discrimination and stigma that is still present, I think, in a way that presents great and continuing challenges for us. But we need to continue to make sure that we are getting good, positive sexual health messages out through all our community. PrEP's an important part of this agenda, but it's not the only part.
It's a great announcement. Minister for Health, Jill Hennessy, thank you so much for joining us on Saturday Magazine.
My absolute pleasure, and thank you for your ongoing advocacy in respect of this important but realisable aspiration to get virtual elimination of HIV.
Jill Hennessy, State Minister for Health, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the announcement. It's going to make a real difference to our community. And thank you, Dean, as well.
My pleasure.
You are on Saturday Magazine. Macca, Tass, and our special co-host for this session, Dean Beck. Stay tuned. There is more.
What's your view? Let us know by sending us a text 0427-JOY949 or on Twitter at SatMagJoy949.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Macca, Tass and Dean Beck.
What an amazing announcement, Dean.
Well, it is. It is. It is.
It's important. An important contribution to...
It's going to make a difference.
Yes.
It's the conversation's already out there and there are thousands of people already importing it of their own accord. Our next guest can talk to that a bit further. But I think this is a step closer to where we need to be. By no means is it the gold standard. That is entirely the responsibility of the federal government. The sooner we get that done, the better.
And in your view, Dean, do you believe that there is anything holding back the federal government and its agencies from delivering this?
Absolutely not, other than commitment and leadership. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what can our listeners do?
Ultimately, it's going to be cheaper for them to get this across the line.
Of course it will. Of course it will.
What can our listeners do? There is a federal election later this year. I suggest you lobby your local member very firmly and get them to pull their finger out and get on board with this. I would like to see leadership federally re-engage with HIV as a subject matter. Because for me, I reckon the light's at the end of the tunnel. You know, it's you can kind of almost see it.
Mm.
And the quicker we acknowledge that, the better. We're joined now by the man who is the founder of Prep Access Now. Macca, turn your bloody phone off, will you? Phil Joffe has been lobbying the state government and federal and also providing access for people to import PrEP. Phil, thank you very much for joining us on SAT, mate.
Thank you, Dean, for having me.
Are you out of a job now?
I don't think so. it's great that the expanded trial has been announced for Victoria, but our understanding is that Queensland has been struggling to get approval for an expanded trial, and there is nothing happening in South Australia, Tasmania, and Western Australia as yet.
You are a signatory to the PrEP Accord, something auspiced by the Victorian AIDS Council. Explain the importance of that at this moment in time.
Our understanding is that now that the expanded trial has been announced, all the Accord partners will be meeting together with the Alfred and discussing the way in which the trial will be run, the criteria, the costs, and things like that. Mm-hmm. So all the Accord partners will have a voice in the planning of the trial.
And it means that they will be able to continue to do what they do best, and that is inform, educate, and advocate on behalf of the greater population.
Absolutely. Simon Ruth, CEO of VAC, has already indicated that the Accord partners with presence on social media, the Facebook pages, will play a big part in terms of the education
process. You have already.
Absolutely.
You've got hundreds of people, I believe, accessing PrEP through your website. There must be people as well doing it of their own accord, importing it from wherever they like. That equates to thousands of people. You told me something interesting regarding your figures. You had an 80% increase in December. On top of that, a 40% increase in January?
That's right.
It's going gangbusters.
But what are the actual numbers, Phil?
We estimate that in the 3.5 months that Prep Access Now has been around, at least 500 people have accessed PrEP via the Green Cross Pharmacy. Obviously, we have no indication of numbers through All Day Chemist and AIDS Drugs Online.
Which are the three portals you have on your website.
Correct.
What's the cost, Phil?
Well, Prep Access Now, together with Green Cross Pharmacy, have just revised the cost in line with a new delivery system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working out to be the equivalent of between $12 and $13 a week.
Wow.
That's about $650 a year.
Mm.
Yep.
That's impressive.
And with
well done.
The cost through a person's lifetime of a HIV infection in terms of care is about $500,000. In terms of...
About 1.2, Macca.
Oh, okay, but I mean, no.
Get your numbers right, Macca.
Well, it used to be $500,000.
Yeah, but how long ago was that?
Oh, when I was a boy.
That was about 25 years ago when you were at PLWHA, I think.
So, yes, inflation has impacted on that. Phil, this is a great announcement, but by no means is it the perfect announcement today, is it?
Well, of course not, Dean. As you so rightly mentioned to the Minister, Australia is committed to zero new transmissions by 2020. We need to get by these numbers, where 2,600 people are going to prevent 77 in transmissions, we need to have approximately 40,000 people on PrEP in order to get to zero transmissions.
Yes.
We need to see the plan for this to happen, which and as yet has not come through.
Furthermore, it requires all of those who are HIV positive to be on treatment their viral load's pressed.
That's another thing. I was recently having a discussion with Brent Allen of Positive Living Victoria.
Living Positive Victoria.
And we were discussing people who are Medicare ineligible, who are not on treatment simply because they cannot afford the cost of the drugs. And this is something else that needs to be addressed.
Which is just madness. I mean, we should have for the handful of people that applies to, we should be able to provide them with those drugs.
Well, this should be a matter similar to PEP. You know, each state should be providing these drugs if we're all serious about getting to zero transmissions.
Now, none of this has any impact if we don't continue to test and test often.
Well, of course, part of the whole PrEP regimen is quarterly testing to ensure that there's no change to kidney functions and also STIs.
And for many people I've spoken to who have gone on to PrEP, it has been the impetus for them to get tested, some for the first time.
Absolutely. People are developing much better relationships with their doctors, discussing more issues with their doctors and staying much healthier.
It's a win-win all round.
Absolutely.
I have to say, Phil, I mean, it's 40,000 is a huge number. So with the numbers in the other states as well, it is going to, reality is it's going to take time to get there. It's a great start, but the minister talked about, you know, using, you know, this is just one strand of a strategy. Do you think that we will get to the point? I know it's a question that's a bit hard, but do you think we will get to the point of zero infections? Because it's going to mean a huge amount of infrastructure or to deliver that. But 40,000 doesn't sound a lot, but it's going to be hard to implement, do you think?
Well, if the TGA and PBS are going to take beyond 2017 to approve it. And funding is not going to increase. There's no way it's going to happen. People are dreaming. If they believe that we'll have zero transmissions by 2020 based on the current course of action. PrEP needs to be approved and listed on the PBS as a matter of extreme urgency if anybody is serious about reaching these goals.
Australia's doing really well, Macca, in getting those who are HIV positive onto treatment and adhering to treatment. We're ahead of most countries worldwide. Our testing could be better, and certainly, you know, things like PrEP's accessibility sooner and rapid testing sooner and home testing sooner. These are all elements that will help us get closer to it.
It's all a piece of the jigsaw,
isn't it?
Dean, just in winding up, we've had a member or a listener actually ask, how can they actually get onto this program? What's the best way for our listeners to
engage? Is it Alfred Health, the Alfred Health website?
I'm a little unsure as to whether – I haven't looked it up myself yet, but there will be a podcast of what has just transpired in the last half hour. I'll get that up later today. And if I can find the website the minister was referring to, I'll certainly put
Alfred that up. Alfred Health does actually have a link on their website. Is that possibly the way in?
Simon Ruth suggested that people monitor the Alfred Health website and register there.
Okay. Yep. So, listeners, if you are interested in getting onto the PrEP program, go straight to the Alfred Health website and trawl around that.
Some of my friends have gone to the Vic PrEP, which is the current study, and gone onto the waiting list so that they'll get first notification. So
I want to thank Dean and Phil for the time today and the minister, but Dean and Phil, you've done a lot of hard work, a lot of hard yards on this. Not been easy. Thank you. It's going to make a difference. It's going to save lives.
There's still a lot of work to be done.
Yeah,
this is just the start.
You're on the right road, and we wouldn't be on this road without guys like you, so thank you.
Thanks, Macca.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.